Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Good morning. This is Sharon here in Montana, and Kathy in Ohio is joining me. We're filling in for Vincent. We're talking about having, say, a stocked pantry, prepared pantry, that empowers you and creates food security. And we're just continuing on with this. I have to apologize. I have a hard time hearing the intro, so I don't always know when to come in. I was going to talk about a little bit about the idea of your Sloppy Joes. I thought that was funny because I make my own mixture, too. And you can buy taco seasoning in these really large containers. And I have made a homemade taco seasoning, which is superior, but I have found that I can use taco seasonings in bigger containers and I just add some extra seasonings to it. Myself, we hadn't really discussed the fact that you need to have oil of some sort, oil shortening, butter, on hand. I tend to keep olive oil, and honestly, I do have shortening because it's just very easy, but I primarily cook with butter unless it's a lot because I think butter's healthier for you. What type of oils do you like to keep on hand, Kathy?
Well, I have coconut oil. I like to use that for certain dishes, and I do like to put it in my teas. And sometimes I'll have an occasional cup of coffee, and I like the taste of it. I have sesame oil, which is expensive, but you don't need a lot if you're making any stir fries or Asian dishes. I also save my own bacon grease. And I just read not too long ago that one of the ladies takes her bacon grease, and she, when she's doing her own bread in her, like a bread pan, not with a bread machine, but a regular do-it-yourself, she takes the bacon grease and she uses that. And she says, boy, it really adds to the taste of your bread and it makes the crust real nice. But you can use it for frying and lard. I don't use lard that much, but when this whole pandemic hit, I bought a it's probably like a 4 or 5 pound bucket because I thought, well, in the event of a crisis, if you need to fry something, you do have lard or you do use lard in some, I do have a couple recipes for baking that they call for a little bit of lard. So for me, that was just kind of a cheap insurance. Some of the other condiments that I keep, I like molasses, and I try to get the unsulfured if I can because it's healthier. But one of the things you can use molasses for is I make my own baked beans, and I use Bush's beans, and I drain off most of the liquid, and I set it aside. I just reserve it in case I need it. But in my recipe, I use molasses. I use brown sugar, a little ketchup and mustard, and I'm sure I'm missing one or two things off the top of my head. And then I bake it real slow for like an hour, hour and a half. And then I might take some bacon and crumble it and put it up on the top. But the other thing you can use molasses for is like, it's got a lot of nutrients in it. And if you don't have coffee or you can't drink coffee or it's late at night, if you take maybe 2 teaspoons or a tablespoon of molasses, and you put it in some hot water, and you can add like a little honey if you want, but it has a similar taste to coffee.
Hello? You went dead on me. I'm still on. Hello? Am I still on?
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have hit the button. I'm sorry.
No, I just it cut out for me, and I thought, did it drop? But my phone says we're
no.
Still connected.
I think I accidentally bumped. I was writing, and I think I bumped it on the phone.
We're good.
I use cooking sherry, and I always have lemon juice. If you have olive oil, lemon juice, a little bit of sugar, garlic powder, or onion, or Italian seasonings, you can make a lot of your salad dressings with that. And vinegar. I use like regular vinegar. I have that. I have apple cider vinegar, balsamic vinegar, a red wine vinegar. Now those, like the balsamic and red wine is essential, but it's nice to have them if you're having, you want to make your own salad dressings and then you don't have all the additives to it. And the other thing that we hadn't mentioned is, peanut butter and jelly. Peanut butter is good for especially children. And you can make a peanut butter sandwich or you can put it on crackers for a snack. And there's a lot of uses for it. But those are two things that I never mentioned, and I guess I should have mentioned them right away.
Yeah, you know, I keep peanut butter. If you're allergic to peanut butter, you can use almond butter. But I used to make desserts for our kids, but I like to make them a little healthier. So like peanut butter cookies or oatmeal cookies or I would make applesauce cookies or applesauce bread or cake or, you know, I tried to put fruit and some more nutrition into their dessert so it wasn't just pure sugar and flour. And I have a lot of those other things too. I was trying to kind of pare down to what, you know, what you would want to have to start with. But yeah, I have sesame oil and I have a lot of that stuff. But as I was talking to you before, we traded with our daughter, and we ended up with half the pig. And so I went ahead and cooked down that lard, and I have used it in the past, and I thought, kind of like you, it's a backup that, you know, I have made a pie crust of lard, and it turned out really well. It just, to me, I had a tiny little different taste than what I was used to, but it was a really good pie crust. So old-timers used to cook with lard all the time, and that's all they had, actually. They didn't use the other stuff, but I also keep bacon grease, and it's really nice for sauteing up certain things in it. And you can always use it as a backup, you know, if you don't have regular oil or grease. A lot of recipes do require some type of oil to make them work right, and so I always like to have backups, too. You know, I was going to just jump track just a little bit if you want. We were thinking, we talked about earlier about some little household hints or whatever, so I was going to mention that if you have popcorn, I know a lot of people buy microwave popcorn, but if you have regular popcorn and it doesn't pop very well, you say you have like a quart jar, but you can put about a teaspoon of water in it, shake it up really well, put the lid on, and in a couple of days it will rehydrate and it'll pop better. And if it doesn't pop quite good enough, just add a little bit more. But you don't want to put too much water in, or you might create mold, but just a little bit and you shake it up and that will freshen up your popcorn, and you'll have nice big kernels again. And then another idea is just your brown sugar. If it gets really hard, I have mine in Tupperware containers like you, but if you don't put it in a some kind of baggie, and then put a slice of bread in it and leave it there for about a day, and it'll soften up your brown sugar really nice. And I think you were telling me a couple hints, too, but I didn't happen to mark them down. Do you recall them off the top of your head?
Well, you talked about the brown sugar. Now, I bought they're called brown sugar savers or something like that. They look like little clay tiles, and some of them are square, some are circle. But if you soak them in water for 10 minutes, and then I put them in the brown sugar, if I have a container where I've made like cookies or muffins, it really does it really does keep them moist. And I have used the bread before. That's a great idea, but I got them as a gift. I got 6 of them, and I put them in anything that tends to get stale, even like crackers. If it's in like a baggie with a box or a Tupperware, I'll put them in there. And all you have to do is every so often, just rehydrate them in water, dry them off, and put them back in whatever you want to keep fresh. So, I use those. You know, we talked about, I wanted to mention this. You talked about the French bread. Now, if you have, let's say you've got a half of one left and you wrap it real good and maybe throw it in the refrigerator or the freezer, then you can slice that in half. You can put a little bit of pizza sauce on that. And then you can add mozzarella cheese, and you can add whatever toppings you want and just cut it in half, you know, lengthwise, and just put it in a maybe 350 oven for 15 minutes. Just watch it till you see the cheese melt nicely. But you can add green pepper, onion, ham, whatever topping you want. But that's like one of them days where you don't have anything for lunch. I like to keep one of them in the freezer. And I just thaw it that morning, and then that's a lunch for somebody. Or you can slice it like you would for garlic bread. And sometimes I've taken like a little garlic powder, and you can add like cheddar cheese to it, or you can add mozzarella cheese, or whatever kind of cheese that you would like. And that's, even if you only have like four slices or five slices, you can just add that to your dinner, and then you're not like wasting it or throwing it away.
That's great.
One of the things that we kind of have a joke, we call it a must-go day, like M-U-S-T, and then go. And what that is, it's like everything in the refrigerator, okay, this has got to go, this must go in the next day or two. So I will take things out, and I'll say, okay, I have a little bit of potatoes, or I have a little soup. And I can sometimes just make enough to make another dinner out of it, or I'll freeze it. Like, oh, I made too much of one item that can be frozen. And then that gives me an idea to use it in a few days, like if we're tired of eating it for a couple days in a row. But, or it makes you use up any of your produce that you need to use up. Like my celery's getting a little wilted, or I need to make like a couple big salads and use up my lettuce. And you save a lot of money if you do that, like once a week, just kind of take all them dishes that are pushed in the back and figure out what you're going to make with that, or just use them for lunches. We do a lot of that for lunches. Like I'll just have a little bit of rice, and then I might have some potatoes, and I might have some like broccoli. So maybe I'll cook up the rice with the broccoli and add a little soy sauce or sesame oil to it, and then maybe make sliced potatoes or hash browns, and then I can add, like, if I'm going to have even a sandwich or something with it. It's just kind of like you're not just eating sandwiches and chips all day.
I like that idea. You know what I used to do when our kids were home, because of course we had a lot more food, I used to have what I called buffet night. And I would just heat everything up, and first come, first serve, you got what you liked, and that way we wouldn't waste leftovers. I read or heard that the average American wastes a fourth of their food, at least. And so if you were just rounding numbers, if you spent $400 a month on groceries, which most people spend way more than that, and you're basically throwing away $100 a month, which is pretty amazing, and even more for people who spend a lot more money than, you know, that on their groceries. So I love your ideas of how to kind of stretch that food more, because I do think we waste a lot, and sometimes we just don't use our creativity on how to use it up, and it just goes in the trash, and I think that's really sad. Of course, we have a bunch of chickens, so we never throw anything away. It goes to compost, or a little bit goes to our dog, or we throw it to chickens, but I don't even like to do that. I like to eat it myself, like you said, and I'm learning, because there's just two of us, to start freezing more and keep an eye on it, you know, so that you don't forget that you have it. That's why I like your whiteboard idea that I haven't yet implemented, but have the whiteboard.
Yeah.
I think I hear a commercial coming again. I have a hard time hearing that music. But okay, it's not
very clear. And I like your popcorn idea. I didn't know that, so we'll be right back.
Right.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back. Kathy and I are going to continue talking about having a pantry and how well it helps. I was thinking, Kathy, you were talking about, you know, making like the French bread and putting spreads or whatever on it. And I was thinking about, I've been using more meat spreads myself, and I put it like on leftover bread. What I like to do, our store has marked down bakery goods, and you can get those deli rolls there, really inexpensive, and I put them in the freezer for a short time. I have found if you freeze bread too long, it can get kind of soggy, but for, you know, a couple, 3 weeks is fine. And I pull them out, and I'll make meat spreads. We happen to have salmon, and so I'll make a salmon spread and then put, like, a little pepper jack cheese on top and grill that and then make a vegetable with it for quick meals. I have a lot of recipes that are more like quick meals, and you probably do, too, because we tend to be on the run a lot, and it's just nice to have a bunch of things that you can put together quickly, and then you can take things that take longer for other days that you're going to be home all day. Do you have other ideas that you do that make quick meals?
Yeah, I think some of them that I mentioned, I think if you are running out of ideas for dinner, I think you could do the breakfast thing for dinner. If you had to, you could do scrambled eggs or, you know, sunny side up with, you could do bacon with it or sausage or hash browns or some bread, some toast. That is an easy meal. Macaroni and cheese is another one. Another one, it's not really quick, but I make a scalloped potatoes and ham, and it takes me probably an hour to prepare it, but I make a big enough one that I have leftovers, at least two meals. So I'll make it and then reheat it like maybe 2-3 days later. So in essence, I'm not really cooking all that that much at one. You know, I can kind of have one day where it's like a free day. Another one is like if you have, let's say you have hot dogs and you have make baked beans or something to go with the hot dogs. Well, if you have two or three of them left over, when my kids were little, I would take the baked beans and I would slice the hot dogs up in little pieces. And then I would warm it up in the oven or the stove. And then they called it beanies and weenies. And then that's just a, it was just a nice lunch for the kids when they were little. So that way you're not like, sometimes you go, what am I going to do with two hot dogs and a, you know, a cup and a half or two cups of beans left over. So we always just call it beanies and weenies, but, you know, I wanted to mention some of the things like a lot of times when you go to the store, they have all these nice little bins for your refrigerator in your pantry. And they can be expensive. They can be $8 or $10 for these little bins. But what I have used for years is I get the sturdy, like the plastic shoe boxes. And if I need to store, like, let's say, small boxes or packages, I'll just put a label on the outside and then I store my things in the plastic shoe boxes. And if I need a bigger size for something, then I just buy like a package of four. And so it ends up being like maybe $2 a piece or just depending on the size, but that way you're not spending $8 to $10 for one of those refrigerator or pantry, boxes. And to me, you look at them, they're like the same size. So as long as I got the clear, I can see in and I can still keep everything organized. To me, I think if you can keep a visual, you can keep things somewhat organized, you're just a lot better off, because when I let my pantry get all messy, then I end up buying things that I already had and I'm not as efficient in the kitchen.
Yeah, I would agree. That's a great idea. I've used other little containers, but I'll have to kind of keep that idea in mind. You've got one I haven't tried yet. What do you know about this? This is great. You know, something else I find is putting together soups and chowders are really quick and easy, especially if you have a lot of this stuff on hand. You know, if you dice up your potatoes and you make them small, like bite-sized pieces, they cook up quite quickly, and you can actually throw other stuff in it and make like a really nice potato chowder that you can throw a little meat or whatever in. And I like to keep canned corn only for that reason. I use a lot of frozen vegetables or fresh, but having things like canned corn on hand is kind of quick for adding. You could have frozen, but I don't know, it's just easier to throw a can in sometimes. Also, and then you can just make simple biscuits or something like that. And it's not hard to make biscuits from scratch. It might seem intimidating at first, but it really isn't. And you can save a lot more money than buying like Bisquick mix or anything. I do think I'm hearing music in my cafe. Can you hear that?
Yes, I do. Well,
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Georgia State Election Board voted unanimously Wednesday to move forward with an investigation of U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock, the Democrat from Georgia, for his role serving as board chairman of a voter registration organization founded by Stacey Abrams, but election officials say failed to follow deadlines. Warnock did not respond to requests for comment. According to data from Burbio, a digital platform that tracks school data, President Biden's new target of reopening schools, having more than 50% of public schools offering at least one day of in-person classes a week, is behind where the nation's public schools already are. 66% of students in kindergarten through 12th grade are already attending traditional in-person classes 5 days a week. Millions of people in Japan will be delayed in getting Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine as planned. Standard syringes in use in Japan are unable to extract a sixth and final dose from each vial manufactured by the U.S. drug maker. USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
The stress of the COVID-19 pandemic is taking a toll on mental health, USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
The report from insurance company The Standard showed about 55% of the workers surveyed said they were dealing with mental health issues since the beginning of the pandemic, with many citing increased stress around job security and working from home while balancing other family and social demands. Dr. Patrice Harris says that just having conversations about these issues is a good place to start in dealing with them. The former president of the American Medical Association tells CNBC that there are some simple coping strategies those who are feeling overwhelmed can use.
Certainly, I want everyone to, first of all, give themselves grace and space to feel how they are feeling. Know that we are not helpless. And yes, we are all hitting that wall. But it is time to build on our reserves, call on those coping skills that we typically use. Make sure we are getting some activity. I know in the North it's difficult, but put on your favorite artist and dance around. Make sure you're sleeping and try to eat. And by all means, Shep, we should not be turning to alcohol to cope.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Mental health includes our emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It affects how we think, feel, and act. It also helps determine how we handle stress related to others and make choices. Mental health is important at every stage of life, from childhood and adolescence through adulthood. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This can be slide and
order today's hot.
What?
Today.
God, you're
take my
when you go
to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to USA. Kathy and I will continue on where we're at. Kathy, I was thinking during the break here that I like to keep cream of, like, mushroom and cream of chicken soup on hand. You don't have to buy the name brand. You can buy the store brand. We have an Albertsons store here that puts their store brand on about once or twice a year, and I tend to buy a case of them. I do know that you can make this stuff from scratch, but I find it so much easier just to open up a can and dump it in at this point. But it really can help your soups and various foods. Do you have any of the other soups that you like to keep on hand just for making it easier?
Yeah. You know, you talked about the cream of chicken and the cream of mushroom. I find that they run them on sale, especially around holiday time, like Thanksgiving and Christmas. So you might get them for 49 cents or 79 cents. So I'll be like you. I'll pick up 6 or 8 of them. I keep tomato soup, just if you're going to have grilled cheese and tomato soup on hand. And then I also have a recipe. It's called unstuffed pepper soup. It's think of like stuffed peppers, but they call for a can of tomato soup in there. And so I always have probably 6 or 8 of them on hand. I watch for them on sale. And I do keep some of the, like the dry mixes, just in case, like the French onion soup. And I'll get the off-brand also, too. Or sometimes I make up my own because it's just like onions and beef powder and salt and onion salt. But I keep that on hand for making. I have some dips that I use it for, or for making a pot roast, I'll sprinkle it over that. That's probably all the soups I really like, the packaged ones or canned ones. I can't really think of two. Sometimes cream of celery. I do have a couple recipes for cream of celery on hand. So I'm like you. I've tried making them from scratch, but it just, what am I going to do with all the leftover? They don't really freeze well that I found. So if I can get them on sale, I just buy them and have them on hand.
Yeah, I agree. You know, you pick and choose your where you put your time, you know. And I do have backup recipes how to make your own cream of, but it just seems so much simpler. I don't get them for more than 49 cents a can either. I wait until they come on sale. One thing we used to use, we used to make a tuna noodle casserole that my kids actually liked, and in that you did put a cream of mushroom soup can. There's some things like that that you can make that are quick. I actually have a lot of fairly quick recipes that I could make in probably 20, 30 minutes, because when I had our kids at home, we homeschooled them and I was running them to all kinds of activities that I felt were valuable, not just go play video games, but, you know, lessons and stuff like that. So we had a lot of that. So you could use that, but I think having some of the cream of soup on hand is a really good idea to do. I was thinking a little bit about just the idea of some desserts. That's kind of jumping around, but if you're in a crisis, like you're stuck at home, say they shut you down for COVID again, or they've got a big storm, you know, having some kind of dessert is always really comfortable. It's kind of a comfort type thing. I used to make and still do cobblers, a really simple one. You just take flour, sugar, a little oil, and baking powder, and you mix it up and put your fruit on top, and you can use any kind of fruit you want. I've done those, and, you know, basic cookies or even muffins that are kind of a dessert muffin or something. Do you have other kind of go-to foods that when you're also just plain popcorn, making popcorn is really good too? But
popcorn,
do you have
Jell-O.
Some
you
of
can
your other
Jell-O.
Go ahead.
There are some other things, like sometimes you can just do like a fruit salad if you have like strawberries or bananas or what, you know, any of those things you can mix together and make a little fruit salad, or you can just have a can of fruit. Like if you can't get to the store, you can open up sliced peaches and, or maybe try to mix it in with something. I have some recipes that are like, you can add like, maybe like a little orange juice. You kind of make up like a little sauce with them and then you pour it over fruit. The other thing I wanted to mention was don't forget the coffee and the tea in your pantry.
Definitely.
I get mine. They run them on sale at Sam's or Costco. And the last time they ran them on sale, I think I bought 3 or 4 of them. It was $7 and it was a 51-ounce container. And I did the math and it was less than just for the coffee. I think it was like 1.5 cents a cup. So that's pretty darn cheap. I mean, you can still get them on sale in the grocery store if you don't have a Sam's or Costco membership. But the other thing I like are my teas. Like, I grow some mint and I grow lemon verbena, and I do use that for tea. And there's a brand called Traditional Medicinals, and you can get them at your major grocery stores. We have a Kroger here, and they have them. But what I like about those teas is they are medicinal. You know, they have them for stomach ache, digestion, cold and flu, One with your nursing mother. It's called Mother's Milk. They probably have maybe 10 or 15 of them. There's one for breathing if you have respiratory issues, but they have all different herbs that they put in there that help your particular issue, and they're all really tasty. They've got one called Throat Coat, which is if you have a sore throat, it really does help soothe your throat. You can almost feel like a nice warm coating on your throat. It kind of takes the burning away. So I try to keep those are kind of pricey, but then again, sometimes they run them on sale. They'll run like 2 for $4, or I find them in the markdown section. And that brings me to my other point that I want to say, like, most stores have a markdown section, a clearance section. Sometimes it's in the, like, I've seen it in the frozen foods. They have one little section of frozen foods that they're trying to clearance. Sometimes they have bread racks where they're trying to get rid of baked goods. Other times, like, it might be in the middle of the store where they get rid of canned goods. And what I found is if you kind of know your prices, sometimes it's not that great, but if you know your prices, I found things like the other, well, about probably 2-3 weeks ago, I found a children's cough medicine, and it was a $7 bottle, and they marked it down to 99 cents. So I picked it up for my daughter just in case her kids have a cough or a cold. But I knew my prices, so I knew right away that was a really good price. So I grabbed it. And then sometimes stores will, like, when they reset their shelves, when they start moving everything around, you will find tons of things that are marked down. I think it was a year and a half ago, they were resetting one of the stores, and they had all their shampoos and conditioners and shaving creams, I mean, marked down like 80, 90% off. Things that were $10 were marked down to 99 cents, or razor blades. I mean, I probably walked out of there with $150 worth of different, it was mostly all your health and beauty aids. But I knew my prices, and I knew I would use it. So if you know your store, like you see them taking all the shelves and moving things around, they will have all kinds of stuff marked down. So that if you're in a pinch, or like sometimes they'll have things you can use for gifts, like candles or nice little pans or pretty baking dishes, and they're just trying to get rid of them.
You know, Kathy, I do that too, like all the time. In that coffee cell, we had it at a Costco, and I end up getting a couple cans. I actually like to grind my coffee, and because there's just two of us, we can do that. But I got it because it's good. It's Folgers coffee, and it's like it'll store for a long time. I collect teas, as we talked about. I don't drink tons of them, but I'm just fascinated, and I like them in the evening a lot of times. But I like to put honey with my tea, so I definitely have honey on hand for some of the baking. Also, I noticed, I'm just talking about honey with, when you make whole wheat bread, honey works better than sugar. I think it adds a better flavor to it. But I was going to say, if you don't know where markdowns are, you can always just go up to customer service and ask them kind of where they keep their markdowns. Now, the store I go to all the time, they have baskets in the back, and then they have a bakery markdown stuff. And although I can make my own breads and everything, I have for a long time, it is handy to get like those little deli rolls or certain things like a French bread like you were talking about that's already made, and it just saves me time so I can do other things. But I totally think it's good to know your prices, and if you don't know your prices at first, just go along and make a list of your basic thing, like if you buy tomato sauce or powder, canned tomatoes or stuff like that. You just kind of write it down on a little notebook or in your phone or ever how you want to do it. And then when you come by and you go to the markdown, you think, wow, that's a whole lot cheaper. And a lot of that can store, like teas can store for a long time if you keep them shut up. And I think you were telling me how you save your empty the metal tins when the tea comes in that, and you can re-put them into that so it keeps it even fresher. And the way you can get stocked up in your pantry isn't to have to pay the full price, but start looking for the sales and then just buy extra, and you can make you'll have so many things you can make at home, and home cooked food just tastes a whole lot better than bought stuff. It just does.
If you have money set aside and you've, I know some people can't do that right now. I mean, I was at a point once in my life that, and I know Sharon and I talked about this, where I mean, for me to have 10 hours and I had to make it stretch till the end of the week. So you may not be able to do it, but when you are able or when you see the sales, if even if all you can do is shop the sales, don't like make a list and say, oh, I'm going to make a beef roast today. Wait till it goes like buy one, get one free. Or when the chicken goes on sale or the canned goods go on sale. And I mean, you can, we have some stores where you can get like a big thing of sour cream for a dollar. Or cream cheese for 79 cents, and that's a lot cheaper than $1.89 at a different store. I think what Sharon and I are trying to get the point is, if you can get stocked up, then you can put that extra money aside, and then you have the money that you can use for the sales and use for emergency foods or long term items that. If you don't have money or you have a medical bill or a vet bill or something, a car repair that comes up, then you can kind of take it away from the grocery money if you need to. Now you can say, okay, I can make it for a month with this money and I don't have to put it on the credit card or where am I going to get the money?
Yeah, you know, I think it pays if people would start delegating a certain amount of money. A lot of people don't like the word budget. Kind of comes across as budget, kind of like a diet. But if you kind of think of it more intentional spending, and then you realize that, you know, if you're wasting, if the average American is wasting a fourth of their food, if they save that fourth and don't waste that, then that would give you that much more money that you could start using to get ahead, buy on sale, and stock up. But definitely, I only pretty much shop sales. I hardly ever buy anything full price. I just have better ways to spend my money than donate it to the grocery store. And it takes a little bit of effort, and anything you learn the first time takes a little bit longer. But after a while, it just becomes second nature. You think, oh, look at that. Like you were talking about all that confidence. And, oh, my daughter could use this. It's only 99 cents. Or you can find, you know, personal products for 99 cents are usually $5 or $6, you know, and they don't go bad. Shampoo doesn't go bad, you know. I think I hear music again, so I guess we'll be back after the commercial.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hello, Kathy and I are back to continue our conversation here. I was going to suggest that most people can put $10 aside a week. They probably have two lattes that are $5 a piece, or it's really amazing how much money can slip through your fingers if you're not being intentional about how you spend it. And even if you just put $10 a week and started buying, I don't know, five bags of pasta that were 99 cents and maybe 10 cans of cream of mushroom soup that are on sale, you'll slowly but surely build up a pantry, and then over time, you're not having to spend the full price because you're always getting more and you get further and further ahead. And the advantage of this, as Kathy and I were talking about, is that you don't have to worry about what to eat. No matter what happens, you have something ready. And for some of us, we could eat a long time on what we have on hand. And although I, too, like to pick up some fresh stuff at the store, I could make do because I happen to have, like, powdered milk even to use for milk. I wouldn't personally care to drink it straight, but it works good for cooking. And it's just a mindset, a different way of living. And I feel like since a lot of economists are talking about how by the end of this year, your groceries will cost at least 50% more, and I and Kathy talked about we've already seen the jumps in the store. And at first, people won't be aware of it, but say in 4 or 5 months when everything costs 50% more than what you are paying, you'll start feeling it. And so if you can be kind of proactive and start having your pantry prepared with this stuff and take advantage of it when it's on sale and stick it back and then start learning to cook from scratch. And it doesn't have to be hours long to do this. I mean, a lot of these recipes can be done in like 20, 30 minutes. And it could really help make life easier down the road. Do you have any other comments about that, Kathy?
You know, Sharon, I just feel like we have talked to different people, and I think that you're really one of the only other women that I know that has a prepared pantry or an extended pantry. Most people, when I say it, they just look at me like, I got a couple of weeks, I'm fine. And that's a good thing, but that's what the point is. I think what Sharon and I are trying to get at is, if I'm buying things right now 50 to 70 or 80% off, it'll help me get through the inflation that is most likely going to come. So for me, it's kind of a constant thing. I'm always like thinking and looking at my pantry. And when I'm looking online, if I'm ordering something or I'm in the store, then when I see deals, it's like, okay, I got $20 or $30 right now. I'm going to get this at 70 or 80% off. I don't need it right now, but it's not going to go bad. And then I will incorporate it into using it in my meals. And I think that the other nice thing about this is it enables you to share. If you have a little extra money and you can make a big dish where you can break it in half and somebody is ill, a job change, a move, a baby, you can share your gifts with them, and it doesn't have to cost a lot of money. It's not like you're giving a $25 or $30, check to them. You can just share your time, a little bit of your time. And what I would do is just make a double batch, and then you're not spending, you know, as much time if you can do it. The other thing, Sharon, is I think that what you said about putting money aside, even if it's $5 or starting to buy ahead, and I put money aside in a separate envelope for, I call it rainy day, like whether it's a holiday coming up. We all know we're going to spend more for Christmas and Easter and Thanksgiving, but what if you have the sickness where somebody has to go in a hospital and you don't necessarily even have time to cook? Now you might have a little money in there that if you have to grab something on the road, or you have like a, let's say, a baby shower. I mean, people aren't really doing that now, but if and when that ever comes back in, if you're one of your children, you're going to give them a shower, or you want to bless them with some gifts, now you have that extra money there. And it's just a security, and it does take time, but I hope people listening will think about it, because it's just a good comfort to know that you have food in your pantry and in your freezer in the event of an emergency.
Yeah, and, you know, I think it's a matter of your mindset. This is not a restrictive thing. It's actually a freeing thing, because you have plenty of food and you can give to somebody. You don't have to stress out about it. And when you come home, you can make all kinds of different foods because you have stuff available. And I actually find it much more freeing. And then I do think it'll be helpful down the road as I perceive prices are going to go up, because they already are. I'm seeing them. And you and I both know the prices. But I think we're at the end. Thank you, Kathy, for joining us. I would really suggest that people think about this and start getting ahead on what they have in their pantry, so that they won't be so dependent on the just-in-time supply. And thank you so much. I'll let you go. Yes, I hear the music.
You're welcome,
again.
Sharon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.